Yesterday, Sharaji explained that by practicing the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, morality, concentration, and wisdom, one can avoid the two extremes. The two extremes being Kama Sukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure, letting one's mind go freely on sensual pleasure, and Attakilamatha Nuyoga, self-mortification practice in order to exhaust oneself. So, by practicing the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, and Panya, one automatically avoids Kama Sukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sexual pleasure. And by practicing the three trainings, one is avoiding Mijja Magga or Go Magga, the wrongful paths. When practicing the three trainings, one should eat moderately, one should wear moderately, one should wear suitable clothes, and also one should keep his body in moderate temperature, neither too cold nor hot, and one's posture must be balanced. In this way, one can avoid Attakilamatha Nuyoga, self-mortification. By practicing the middle path, one is said to be avoiding the two extremes, and Sharaji will continue to explain today. In order to avoid Gomagga, detestable path, and Mijja Magga, wrongful path, one should eat moderately, one's body should be in moderate temperature, one should wear suitable clothes, and one's postures must be balanced. In this way, one should make use of things, clothes, items to a moderate amount so that one will be avoiding Attakilamatha Nuyoga, self-mortification. In order not to exhaust one's body, one should eat suitable food, should wear suitable clothes. One's body must be in moderate temperature, and also one's posture must be balanced. So by making use of things in moderate amounts, one is avoiding Attakilamatha Nuyoga, self-mortification practice. When making use of food, clothes, adjusting one's body and posture, it is also important not to be attached, not to crave onto the things that one is making use of. So if there is no craving on the things and items that one is making use of, then one is also said to be avoiding Kama Sukhalika Nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. So in order to avoid the two extremes, one should be mindful. In other words, one should practice the three trainings, Sila, Samadhi, Panya. So by practicing the three trainings, one is avoiding self-mortification, one is not exhausting oneself, and also one should make use of things, items, one should adjust one's body posture so that one is also avoiding self-mortification practice. So in order to avoid such extremes, one should practice Satipatthana meditation. One should be mindful. And but when practicing mindfulness, one should not practice the extremes. So by practicing Satipatthana meditation, being mindful, one is not letting minds go freely on the sensual objects. In this way, Kamasukhalika Nuyoga is avoided. And also, when one is making use of things and items in moderate amount, one is also avoiding Atakilamata Nuyoga. In this way, there will be Majjhima Paripada, the middle path. By walking on this Majjhima Paripada, the middle path, avoiding the two extremes, when one continues to walk on this path, one is sure to gain peaceful happiness. Because it is not extreme, it is called Majjhima, the middle way. And because it is the sure way to attain peacefulness, it is also called Paripada. And combining these two, it becomes Majjhima Paripada, the middle way, the middle path. One should walk on this Majjhima Paripada straight, and it becomes Sumagga, the path that is straight, smooth. And by walking on this straight, smooth path, one will sure reach one's destination of peacefulness. So Saraji explains, giving example, when the yogis are doing sitting meditation, their primary object, rising and falling of the abdomen, has to be noted. One should note on the presently arising object, such as rising and falling of the abdomen, with sustained mindfulness. In order to note the presently arising object, one should put effort in the practice so that the noting mind will reach the object of meditation. One should exert ardent effort so that one's noting mind will be pushed towards the object of meditation. This effort is called viriya, or in other words, sammavayama, right effort. When one exerts ardent effort in propelling the noting mind towards the object, then the mind sticks onto the object. The mind becomes firmly established on the object. So when the mind is firmly established on the object, it is called Satipatthana, the mindfulness, steadfast mindfulness that is firmly established on the object of meditation. So when the yogi notes the object once, there will be one moment the noting mind sticks firmly established on the object. When there is two noting, there will be two moments. When there are 10 notings, there will be 10 moments. In 1 minute, if there is one moment of noting in 1 second, then in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments of mindfulness firmly established on the object. When the noting mind closely, firmly established on the object, repeatedly, again and again, then the mind does not move, the mind does not become shaken. When the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object, then the mind is not agitated, by raga or dosa, the mind is not agitated by lust, anger, hatred, or any other defilements. So samadhi, collectedness of mind, develops when the mind falls calm and collected on the object. So to put it in terms of the Noble Path, effort is called samavayama, right effort. When the noting mind sticks onto the object, it is mindfulness. It is called samasati, right mindfulness. When the mind falls calm and collected on the object, this one-pointedness of the mind, collectedness of the mind, it is called samasamadhi, right concentration. So in this way, there will be three magangas, three factors present, samavayama, right effort, samasati, right mindfulness, and samasamadhi, right concentration. Each of the three has its own quality. If there is lack of mindfulness, if one does not assert effort in the practice, then the mind becomes sluggish, lazy, cold. In this way, tinamita, sloth and torpor, arises. If there is lack of effort, the mind becomes sluggish, lazy, not wanting to exert effort in the practice, the mind being exhausted, not wanting to exert effort. In this way, tinamita, sloth and torpor arises. When one exerts effort in the practice, laziness, sluggishness cannot arise, sloth and torpor cannot arise. So in this way, having samavayama, right effort, one is removing the defilements of tinamita, sloth, and torpor. Removing tinamita here by samavayama means this samavayama effort is not giving any chance for sloth and torpor to arise. In this way, the path of defilements are closed, the path of these defilements are blocked by effort. Exerting effort in the practice, the mind sticks onto the object. There will be mindfulness developed. When mindfulness is developed, mindfulness guards, protects the mind away from defilements. With the protection of mindfulness, kilesa defilements cannot enter the mind. That's why it is called rekkhavaraṇa guti. Rekkhavaraṇa means guarding, protecting, blocking the defilements. Guti means safe and secure. When the defilements are blocked, when the mind is guarded, protected, blocked away from the defilements, there will be guti, there will be safety and security, and there will be moti, freedom from these defilements. When there is moti, freedom, there will also be sandhi, peacefulness away from the defilements. The mind will not agitated by these defilements. So mindfulness has the quality of guarding, protecting the mind away from the defilements. When there is sustained mindfulness, the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object. The mind becomes one-pointed, collected, unified, and concentration develops. When there is concentration, the mind is unified, calm, collected, and unified, and thus there will not be scattering of the mind, there will not be distraction. In this way, having concentration present, one is free from udaccha, restlessness, and gogocha, remorse. Having these power, mental powers of Virya, Sati, and Samadhi, these three become strong even though one comes across desirable objects. One will not have greed onto these objects. There will not be any wish to see good things, to hear good sounds, to smell good fragrance, to taste good flavor, or to touch good contact. So in this way, having these three mental factors, having these three mental powers present, Virya, Sati, and Samadhi, when they develop, one automatically avoids kama sukhalika nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. So by noting every arising object continuously, the defilements become weaker and weaker, especially greed becomes weaker and weaker, and it is the way to avoid kama sukhalika nuyoga, indulgence in sensual pleasure. So one should develop Virya, Sati, Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. When one is being mindful on the presently arising object continuously, if one is mindful continuously for 1 minute, say if there is one noting per second, in 1 minute, there will be 60 moments Virya, Sati, Samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration are arising. So being mindful, there will be this mental power of Virya, Sati, Samadhi present. Even though one comes across desirable objects, there will not be kama tanha, there will not be sensual desire. In this way, one practically avoids kama sukhalika nuyoga. One practically avoids indulgence in sensual pleasure. And when practicing, one should eat suitable food in moderate amount. One should wear suitable clothes. And also one's body must be in moderate temperature, neither too cold nor neither too hot. And one's posture must be balanced. When practicing, one is doing sitting meditation, walking meditation, and then take rest as well, so that one is avoiding self-mortification. One does not over-exhaust oneself by sitting, walking, taking rest at proper times. In this way, one practically avoids adakilamata nuyoga, self-mortification. Later on in the practice, when vipassana develops, there will be more of avoidance of these two extremes, and it is very satisfying. By practicing, one is avoiding the two extremes, and one is practicing Majjhima Paripada, the middle path that Buddha had taught. So it is very rejoicing and satisfying to be practicing Majjhima Paripada, the middle path that Buddha had guided and taught. In order that the noting mind should be direct or face-to-face with the object, one should aim the noting mind, one should direct the noting mind towards the object. It is called Sammasangappa, right application. When there is Sammasangappa, the noting mind is direct or face-to-face with the object. When the mind is face-to-face or direct with the object, then the yogi comes to know the true nature. When the noting mind is face-to-face or direct with the object, when the mind is direct or face-to-face with rising of the abdomen, yogi comes to know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, movement, and so on. When the noting mind is face to face, direct with the object, when the noting mind falls calm and collected on the object, falling off the abdomen, yogi comes to know the true nature, such as movement, relaxation, and so on. Knowing the true nature of the object, such as rising and falling off the abdomen, such as stiffness, tension, movement, and so on, samadhi, right knowledge, develops. So sammasangappa and samadhi, the right application and right view, right knowledge, makes up panyamaganga, the knowledge group. So when knowledge group arises, it will even be more satisfying. Even though one comes across desirable objects, they will not be greed. So at this point, when one develops panyamaganga, the wisdom group, one avoids the two extremes automatically, deeply, by gaining knowledge. So in this way, during the practice, one should make use of the things and items in moderate way so that one does not exhaust oneself. And also, in using these things, one should also avoid having craving or greed onto these objects so that one is also avoiding kamasukhalika nuyoga, indulging in sensual pleasure. So one is noting the objects such as rising and falling of the abdomen and other objects at the moment they arise. By noting on these objects, one comes to know the true nature. When coming to know the true nature, by noting the presently arising object, there are factors, three factors of samadhi group, namely viriya, sati, and samadhi, effort, mindfulness, and concentration. And also the two of the panya group, sammasangappa and sammadhiti, right application and right knowledge, are involved. In this way, when one is knowing the true nature by noting the presently arising object, three factors of the samadhi group, viriya, sati, and samadhi, and the two factors from the panya group, wisdom group, sammasangappa and sammadhiti, are present. So in each noting, there are five factors present at the moment the yogi is being mindful, at the moment when he, she is coming to know the true nature. When one is being mindful, one discerns the true nature. One discerns distinctly between mind and matter, cause and effect, and also the characteristics of impermanent, suffering, and non-self. By developing knowledge, by noting the object, these factors, five factors, are present. Sammavayama, sammasati, sammasamadhi, sammasangappa, and sammadhiti. So these five factors are present in each noting when one comes to know the true nature. And with sila maganga, one avoids, one refrains from things that should be refrained from by body and speech. For monks, they practice the precepts prescribed for a monk by observing these code. They are fulfilling sila. And for lay people, by practicing, by observing the five precepts, the sila, morality, is said to be fulfilled. So in order to fulfill the sila, one refrains from misconduct by body and speech. When one talks, one only talks truthful things without lies, and one talks the speech that is conducive for friendliness. One talks sweet, gentle, in a cultured way, and it will be samma vaca, right speech. And avoiding killing, stealing, and sex, it will be samma gammada. So when the yogis are here in the retreat, they also refrain from sex, so their bodily action is more pure and clean. And also they have right livelihood, and the three factors of sila group, samma vaca, samma gammada, and samma ajiva, are fulfilled. So in the time of practice, they do not have to especially refrain from these things, but they have the chetana, intention, that they will refrain when they encounter things, when they encounter the circumstances to transgress. Even though they encounter the circumstances to transgress, they have this chetana, volition, in order to refrain from these transgressions. In this way, yogis are having chetana sila. So combining the three factors of sila together with the other five, it makes up the eight factors, eight noble factors. These eight noble factors are called Majjhima Patipada, the middle path. Who was the person who first walked this correct path, and who reached the destination first? Buddha himself walked this correct path, and Buddha reached the destination first. By practicing completely, by walking on this correct path completely, Buddha reached the destination. And by practicing gross, medium, and refined form of defilements are removed, and the body, speech, and mind become blameless, pure, clean, and gentle, and lovable. Developing pure, clean, gentle body, speech, and mind, one reaches one's destination. Buddha is called Sugato because Buddha walked on this correct path and reached the destination. Buddha himself walked on this path, and Buddha himself gained these benefits, and Buddha guided and taught beings. Before Buddha came into existence, people do not know the correct way, the correct path. Not knowing the correct path, they were walking on Kaumaka, the wrongful path, Mijjhamaka, detestable path. Only when Buddha came into existence, Buddha guided the beings the correct path from this Sabbanyuta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. And Buddha guided the way that Buddha himself walked. When Buddha saw that beings are walking on the wrongful path and suffering because they are walking on the wrongful path, Buddha had great compassion towards the beings. Buddha said that most of the beings are walking on the wrongful, detestable path. Because they are walking on this wrongful path, they are suffering. Not being able to differentiate between what is right and what is wrong, they walk on the wrongful path and they suffer. Buddha had great compassion towards the beings. So Buddha guided the correct path, the path that Buddha practiced and Buddha found out by himself. Buddha had this great compassion to let these beings from the suffering. Buddha wanted the beings to be away from the wrongful path. So Buddha guided the correct path, and Buddha also prohibited the wrongful path by out of compassion, out of great compassion. So it is the way Buddha himself walked and Buddha himself practiced. So one should be assured, one should be assured that it is the correct way that Buddha himself walked and Buddha himself had reached destination. So the commentators describe Buddha as Sute Sakoviya Buddho. Buddha himself walked this correct path, and Buddha guided others the correct path. For those who are walking on the wrong path, and for those who have not found the correct path, Buddha guided the correct path. Buddha found the correct path by fulfilling the parami, perfections. Buddha himself walked on this correct path, and Buddha had reached the destination. Buddha saved himself first. After saving himself, Buddha saved the beings. So some of the people, they are saying that it is important to save others first. But actually, Buddha saved himself first by practicing, and after Buddha is totally free, then Buddha saved others. So by walking on this correct path, Buddha reached destination. Buddha gained Sabbanyutta Jnana, omniscient knowledge. Based on this omniscient knowledge, Buddha guided the correct path and Buddha prohibited the wrongful path with Mahakaruna, the great compassion. So the correct path is called Sumagga. In other words, it is called Majjhima Paripada, the middle path or the correct path. By walking this Sumagga, by walking Majjhima Paripada, one is sure to reach Kemanda Bhumi, the peacefulness. So by walking the correct path, it is the cause. Reaching the destination, it is the effect. So one should walk on the correct path that Buddha had guided. When the road is constructed, one should walk on it. So in countries which are advanced, the roads are very smooth and good, and also there are road signs which are very clear. In the same way, Buddha had guided the correct path. The person who walked on the path is called Magapatipanna, the person who walks on the correct path. By walking on the correct path, one will become Kemanda Bhumipada. One will reach the destination, and one will become Arahat Anagami. There are many noble people who have reached the destination by walking the correct path. By walking the correct path and by reaching the destination, one will become a true disciple of the Buddha. One will become a true Sangha, a true disciple of the Buddha, by walking the correct path and by reaching the destination. So Buddha guided the correct path and Buddha prohibited the wrongful path with Mahakaruna, great compassion. It will be worthy of having Sada, faith and confidence on the Buddha by walking on the correct path and by reaching the destination. By walking on the correct path and by reaching the destination, one will become a true disciple of the Buddha. If one walks on the correct path, one will surely reach the destination. So, having faith and confidence on the Buddha, one should walk on this correct path. One should have this determination that by walking on this correct path, one will reach the destination. So for those of you who are now walking on this correct path, may you be able to walk further on this correct path, and may you all be able to reach the destination. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.